Newman calls himself the most conservative candidate in the race to replace Kohl, who is stepping down after serving four terms. Newman's touting a list of wasteful federal programs he'll fight to eliminate.
Did you know, for example, that we are spending federal tax dollars studying the relationship between cocaine and the risky sex habits of Japanese quail? It is absolutely ridiculous that we're spending money on these sorts of things.
The $175,000 spent on the quail research heads a list of 10 funding cuts Newman is promising to make. One of the largest cuts on the list is $33 billion, part of a plan to cut the budget of the U.S. Forest Service in half. Newman says his private business experience and his detailed plan to reduce federal spending by $138 billion sets him apart from one of his Republican opponents in the Senate race, former Governor Tommy Thompson.
I think it's an indication of what the biggest difference between us is. I've got 25 years' experience in the private sector building businesses and creating Wisconsin jobs. As a matter of fact, just last week, our company announced a new division, which will create over 200 Wisconsin jobs over the next 2 years. Those are private sector Wisconsin jobs.
A poll of 700 likely voters released this week shows Newman trailing former Governor Tommy Thompson by more than 20 points. He's 10 points ahead of Republican Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, the other Republican in the race. But both Newman and Thompson had higher approval ratings than Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, the leading Democrat in the race. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.